We're in Hilchas Krishma Simen Ayin Vav. We're up to Siv Zayin, and we'll be completing the Simen, that means Siv Zayin and Ches. So the Mechaber begins, Safik im Tzoa Babayis, Mutter Likros, the Cheskes Bayis Shem Batzoa. The halacha was that there's an Isur Daraisa of davening, learning, saying Shema in front of or around Tzoa. It was the Isser that we learn out of Ayom HaChanecha Kadosh, unless it is covered, because then you're Makayim V'chisisa Tzeosecha. So now we have the question, what if you just don't know if there is or isn't so in the house? Do you have to suspect it? So it says in a house, you don't have to suspect it because the house is generally clean. In those days, remember, the washrooms were not in the house. It was outside, and therefore the assumption is the house is clean. Similarly, today, where we have washrooms in the home, the rest of the house remains clean. There's no reason to suspect that there's tzoa there. Whereas, safik im tzoa ba'ashpa osir. Whereas, if you're talking about the dump where there were empty bedpans, for example, the ashpa itself, their safik is osir mishum the cheskas ashpa sheyeshpa tzoa, because there is a chazaka that there is tzoa. Now, the halachi is that. What happens if there's a child around the house, perhaps who's being toilet trained, and he may be getting himself and other places filthy as well? There the halacha would be that one has to check. Further, safik mei raglayim. What happens if one has a safik, if there's mei raglayim, if there's urine around? Afilo ba'ashpa mutter. Even an ashpa, it's mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah says it must be that an ashpa doesn't have a chazaka that it's there, because then for Meir Aglaim it would be the same. It's just that an ashpa does not have the chazaka that a house does, that there is no tzoa there. Similarly with Meir Aglaim, it would be a suffik if it's in the ashpa or not. So the halachi is suffik Meir Aglaim is mutter. One is allowed to daven or say Shema. Delo osra Torah likros keneged Meir Aglaim, ela keneged omud shel kiluach. The Daraisa is only as it is leaving the body, that's when it is considered soa, when Meir Aglayim would be a violation of Ayom HaChanecha Kadosh. V'achar Shenofal, whereas after it already settled, lo mitzer ele midrabanan. There it's only asa midrabanan. U'besveikon lo gozru, the Rabbanan did not make a gzera asering it when you're dealing with a suffix. So the halachi is that one doesn't have to check for Meir Aglayim unless he really expects it. Whereas, unless you have a chazok of it not being there, one would have to suspect that there's tzoa there. Now, what happens if there was definitely Meir Aglayim there, but a suffik if it became batel? A batel, because we're going to see that one can pour water into Meir Aglayim, and then it would be considered as not asering anymore. So he has a suffik if he put it in there or not. So that would be a case where you had a cheskas iser. It wasn't just a suffik. You had a cheskas iser because there was definitely Meir Aglayim there. And now the question is, was that changed by someone putting water there? Mi'ikar adin, we hold that that is usr. B'shas adchak, one could be meikel. This is only talking about Meir Aglayim. Further, sif ches. Kora b'mokom sheroy lihistapek b'tzoa. What happens if someone said Shema in a place where he should have suspected that there may be tzoa there? And then after he finished saying Shema, he found that there actually was tzoa there. Tzorech lachzor v'likros, he has to say Shema again. He was not yotze the first time. Aval, imein ha-mokom roi l'stapik bo, if the place was not roi, tzorech lachzor v'likros, he would not have to lane again, because then he's an onus. So in the first case where you should have suspected it, we say Zevach Roshoyim To'eva, he did something wrong, he is therefore not Yotze. In the case where he didn't have to suspect it, the halacha is he's an onus, and he would not have to say it over again. Now in the case where he did have to suspect it, the halacha is that he has to say it over again with the brachas. What happens if a person daven Shmoneh Esrei in a place that he should have suspected Tzoa, it turned out that there was, he did daven there, and now the Zman Tefillah is over. Is he allowed to daven a Tefillah's Tashlumin in the next Tefillah? The Mishnah Berurah paskens he cannot, because he's considered a Poshea. The halacha is a Tashlumin is only available for someone who is an Onus. Umei Raglayim, afilu Motzon b'mokom sheroy l'estapek, ein tzorech lachzor v'likros. In the case of Meir Aglayim, Chazal were not mechayev one to daven over again. Chazal were not mechayev one to to daven over again if it was a suffik. Now, what happens if there was Meir Aglaim sitting in front of somebody? The halacha was that he wasn't supposed to say Shema. He was not a suffik. He knew it. And nevertheless, he said Shema. So the Mishnah Berurah says that he should say Shema over again. We could still say Zevach Roshoim Toeva. It was only in suffik that Chazal did not aser b'dieved. The Bir Halacha discusses a case of someone who is in prison, where the washroom is actually in his cell. And he has Tsoa or Meir Aglayim that are not covered. So he says that the person just cannot daven. Now, even in the case of Meir Aglayim, where we say that once it collects, once it settles, it's only a drabanan, he is still better off not davening, not saying Shema, being mavatal the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema, in order not to break the Issur d'rabbanan, b'kum v'aseh, to do an act of breaking the Issur d'rabbanan of saying Shema or davening when he knows that he's not supposed to. So this would also apply to someone in hospital then, where for some reason he's in a situation where it's also for him to daven, he should not daven. I would want to speak out, although I generally stick to what the Mishnah Berurah says. There was a psak from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zichron Levracha, not to be mefarsim this halacha to people in the hospital. He said that when people are in a situation where they're really ill, especially where there's threat to life, if you tell them that the halacha is they're not allowed to daven, that may actually bring them to an earlier death. He said it's pikuach nefesh. What may bring people back to life is actually the fact that they can daven. So he said that even though the halacha is very clear, one should not go and tell people hospitalize this.